Hi, and welcome to another Boo Review. Our first comic Boo Review, this time for the collected Crisis on Infinite Earths, which was a DC miniseries in the 80s and was released in a deluxe slipcase hardcover in the late 90s, and I only just, to my shame, got round to reading it. Crisis on Infinite Earths was the first of a company's like major crossovers where it tried to bring all its characters together, something which is happens all too often amongst superhero publishers these days. And it was written by Marv Wolfman and George Perez, and was written as an attempt to streamline the complex DC universe, which involved multiple Earths. So you had like the main Earth, where you had Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman, but there was also Earth 2, which featured these characters older, and kind of continued their adventures from their original publishing in like the 30s kind of version of those characters. There was also other Earths for the Shazam characters of Captain Marvel, and other characters that DC had brought on over the years, all kind of existed in their own little universe. And the attempt of this series was to bring all of these characters into one universe, one Earth, and where there were duplicate characters, kind of, you know, confirm like this is that one, this is the definitive version of this one character. And so it's a huge story, huge, considering it's 12 issues, as sort of it's, there are these two characters, one made of, you know, who represents matter, the other versus antimatter, and antimatter is basically going to destroy it and kill all life ever. And so the heroes have to band together and joined by supervillains as well to fight this antimatter and save everybody. And considering the attempts to bring so many of the DC Universe characters in and give them a moment, it's impressive just how readable the story is. You don't get lost by the different natures. You know some bits, you know, literally may only pop up for like a few panels, but you get a good sense of who they are and what they're doing and how they're affected by the narrative that's occurring around them. And not only did the series serve to, you know, remove DCU's multiverse, but it was also famous for killing two major characters. And if there's one other thing of note that I noticed, having read it after these years, is what a minor role Batman plays in it. When you consider what a huge character he is now, what a franchise he is now, and for the DC Universe, he's many ways bigger than Superman. But in this, I mean, made in the early, you know, in the early mid 80s, he's like got a very, very minor role. I mean, incarnations of Robin have a much more important role to play. And this is something I feel that you just wouldn't get in a modern crossover. You know, a Batman that's sidelined and not an integral role. You could easily cut his moments from the piece and the story wouldn't be affected at all. And I found that quite shocking and more of a highlight of the character's place in comic books at the time. This is pre-Frank Miller's Dark Knight. And I found that really quite interesting. Like I said, the piece as a whole is incredibly worth reading. How accessible it would be to somebody who'd never read any DC before, I'm not sure, but it's well worth a look. Thanks very much.